It's Thursday, October 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this scene, get everybody in the stuff together.
Okay, morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. I have an extremely important show to present today. We are less than 2 weeks away from the vote. I got a lot of political news. There were about three or four attempted bombshells yesterday. We're 11 days out. Democrats launched three warheads, all of which proved to be total duds, total failure, hilariously embarrassing. So we'll cover the political stuff. But at this point, I think the campaign is over. I don't think there's going to be a lot of movement in the next 11 days in terms of people still up in the air about who they want to choose. But I'm going to tell you right now, the steel is on in a very real way. I got some inside information yesterday, and I'll tell you about it. And I feel a very heavy obligation to try to use this platform to do something about what's going on, because it is egregious, it's blatant, and they're going to win if they get away with it. And it's happening in every major city, and I got the inside scoop of how they're doing it, how they're making it happen. And well, so I'll do the Daily Dispatch first. I got all these videos. There was CNN town hall, and Kamala's calling Trump Hitler, and it's all nonsense. We'll get to some of this, but really, I think all of it pales in importance when compared to what is going on behind the scenes as votes are being counted as we speak and have been for the last 2 weeks. The mail-in ballots, the military overseas votes. The vote is being rigged in a very real way. And the Republican Party is full of traitors. It's full of traitors. It's the only way I can explain it, because you can't be this incompetent. You can't accidentally fail to uphold the most basic tenets of our republic in the way that they are. It's really astonishing. And I'm going to issue a very real call to action about this. And I kind of just want to, like, plan it out here. Maybe we'll just take your calls. Because it's like, we have so many people, we have so many great reporters, great investigators, activists on our side. And it's like, if we don't activate right now, we have 11 days left. And if we don't put a stop to the fraud, the grifting, the scams going on right now, campaigns don't matter. None of it matters. They're rigging the vote. I'll tell you how they're doing it. I'll tell you what you can do to stop them in just a second. We'll begin today. However, as we always do with our Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Thursday, the 24th of October, 2024. Swing state McDonald's threatened after Trump visit. Owner retains private security. Yes, and yet another example of the loving unity of the left. Donald Trump does a fun photo op at McDonald's, and now they had to hire private security because they're being attacked. The Mijos family was enjoying a meal Monday at McDonald's in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, the same restaurant where former President Trump worked the drive-thru Sunday. They noticed something peculiar, strange. A group of armed guards clad in bulletproof vests. Yeah, they've been receiving threatening phone calls and social media messages following Trump's visit. Jim Worthington, the leader of Pennsylvania's delegation at the Republican National Convention, is one of the key organizers of the Trump-McDonald's visit, told DCNF. As a precaution to protect his employees, the franchise owner Derek Italian last name, has retained the private security force he'd hired in the lead up to the event, said Worthington, who was communicating on behalf of the owner of the McDonald's. It's just typical, you know, Republicans do something very simple and fun and just a typical whatever campaign event. You go out, you kiss babies, you serve hot dogs, you work in McDonald's for an afternoon. And the left just flips out about it. Trump is Hitler. This was all staged. They weren't real customers. Like, just flipping out about it. And then the store is getting threatening phone calls. It's just like, yeah, we just can't live with these people. These people can't be tolerated much longer. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris gives this speech in front of the Vice President Manchin, calling Trump Hitler. A completely hilarious Hail Mary, desperate fraud. I mean, it's just the desperation. It reeks. Trump blasts degenerate lowlife John Kelly over Hitler allegations. Former President Donald J. Trump, the GOP, blah, 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 has responded to reports published Tuesday in The Atlantic in which John Kelly, Trump's former chief of staff, claimed that Trump wanted generals like Hitler and declared that Nazis, quote, did some good things. Oh, my God. Yeah, who cares? No one cares. I'm not even going to comment on it because who cares? Shut up, John Kelly. You're a liar. You're an idiot. If this was such a big concern, why'd you wait until 2 weeks before the election to bring it out? Because you're a political hack. Nobody cares. Literally, nobody cares. Although some people care. Some people do care in the sense that they care about the office of the vice presidency being used to launch a partisan attack to benefit a campaign against you know, somebody that half of America is voting for by calling him Hitler. See, that is a violation of the Hatch Act. So people do care about that. Some people do care about that. Representative Corey Mills is asking Attorney General Merrick Garland to investigate Vice President Kamala Harris over comments she made at a Washington, D.C. press conference. In a Wednesday letter sent to Garland and shared with the Washington Examiner, Mills accused Harris of possibly violating the Hatch Act, which prohibits using official resources to support partisan political campaigns due to her vicious political attacks against former President Donald Trump. I don't know if there's ever been a more clear violation of the Hatch Act. I mean, they didn't even couch it in... You know, it's not like she was giving an official press conference as vice president about something that concerns the American people and happened to mention at the time that Donald Trump. No, she gave she stood in front of the presidential podium with the seal of the United States in front of the vice president's mansion, operating in her official capacity as vice president, and gave a campaign speech where she slandered her opponent. If that's not a violation of the Hatch Act, I don't know what is. So something has to be done about that. Meanwhile, this was a major story yesterday. It's in the New York Times, but as reported in the New York Post, woke doc refused to publish $10 million trans kids study that showed puberty blockers didn't help mental health. A prominent doctor and trans right activist admitted she deliberately withheld publication of a $10 million taxpayer-funded study on the effects of puberty blockers on American children after finding no evidence that they improve patients' mental health. Dr. Johanna Olson Kennedy told the New York Times that she believed the study would be weaponized by critics of transgender care for kids, and the research could one day be used in court to argue we shouldn't use blockers. Again, do we even need to expand on this? It's the same thing over and over. It's if their policy, if their beliefs contradict reality, reality gets the short straw. They submerge reality in what they want to be true. It's a dangerous mindset, but it's their mindset. I mean, this is just what they do. Negative outcomes are buried, covered up, hidden, called hate speech, whatever it is, whether it's the crime rate or the, you know, crime from immigration or the effect of puberty blockers or the effectiveness of the vaccine. Like, time and time again, they have something they want to push. It is totally unrelated and divorced from reality and actual positive outcomes, but it doesn't matter because that's not what they care about. They care about their ideology. They care about pushing this agenda that they're on, and they know it's not good. They know that it doesn't actually help the children, but they're pushing it anyway because they're, I don't know, evil, scumbag, insane psychopaths. Like, who cares? Who knows? I don't know, but it's dangerous and has to end. And these people have to be punished, held to account. This is the sort of a theme that we're getting here is people keep breaking laws and violating oaths and just acting immorally and just lying to our faces, and nothing's ever done about it. So why don't we do something about it, for the love of God? I'm going to try to calm down here. Defense Ministry orders a fallen IDF soldier's family to remove headstone. The Defense Ministry of Israel is attempting to reach an agreement with the family of Sergeant David Bogdanovsky, who fell in battle in the South Gaza Strip in December, to remove a cross from his headstone. By law, it's not permissible to place a cross or other religious marker on a military headstone, the ministry said. So a Christian died fighting for Israel, and now Israel is suing to remove his headstone because it has a cross. And for the moment, the cross has been covered up by a blanket. That headstone has been covered up because you can't have a cross. Because they hate Jesus. I don't know if you're aware of this. You know, Israel doesn't use the plus sign because it looks too much like a cross. They have their own plus sign. It's like a plus sign, but with the top cut off, so it's just a line and then a line underneath it. That's what they use as a plus sign, as to avoid even accidentally making the sign of the cross, which is like crazy, which is like a crazy Nazi-level censorship insanity. And it's one of the things where people always, and it is kind of annoying when you have like a picture of Benjamin Netanyahu and he's got like a Hitler mustache, and they're like, the Zionists are the real Nazis. It's like, well, that... Not really. No, the Nazis. That's just historically illiterate. But when it comes to like severity of censorship, and like this isn't out of the line of what you would expect the Nazis to do, right? Like if the Nazis were in power and a Jewish guy serving in the Nazi army and died, and then they said, well, sorry, you have to remove his headstone because it has a Star of David and that's not allowed. Like, I don't even know if the Nazis went that far. I think you could, I mean, they made the Jews wear Stars of David. So, you know, I don't know. It's like far.